You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah. Hanukkah bonus, adding our light. This week, across America, people will be celebrating the festival of Hanukkah. When we look at the National Jewish Population Survey, it was clear that Hanukkah is the most observed festival in the American Jewish community. 72% of respondents to that survey in 2000 said that they light candles for Hanukkah. This was compared with only 67% holding a Passover Seder and 59% fasting on Yom Kippur. Hanukkah is clearly a popular holiday. Part of its success clearly comes from the gift-giving, and part of its success clearly comes from its proximity to a certain festival celebrated by our Christian friends and neighbors. Either way, around our homes, across the country, people will be lighting Hanukkah menorahs in celebration of the festival. And while we all know that on the first night we light one light, and on the second light two, and so on and so forth, till on the eighth night we have eight lights for Hanukkah, it was not necessarily always going to be that way. And in the Talmud, actually, there is a debate recorded between the schools of Hillel and Shammai. These two rabbis disagreed about everything. There was always the view of Beit Hillel and always the view of Beit Shammai, and they always opposed one another. In the debate, we read that Shammai actually suggested that on the first night of Hanukkah, we should light eight candles and take away a light for each subsequent night, so that on that final night, there would be just one candle lit. Hillel argued that on the first night of Hanukkah, we should light one candle and add a light for each subsequent night. As you might have guessed, Hillel won the argument. And what it means is that for each night of Hanukkah, we add more light into this world. Had we followed Shammai's practice, it would have been a very depressing holiday with it getting darker and darker each night. But instead, we follow Hillel and we add light. The question for us as we light our Hanukkiot is, how are we bringing light into this world beyond lighting the lights on the Hanukkah menorah? What is it that we can do to make this world a lighter place? Hanukkah comes at the darkest time of the year, and in our world we can see there is plenty of darkness with people suffering, with a refugee crisis, with ongoing wars and bloodshed and sorrow. And our challenge at Hanukkah is not just to bring light by lighting candles, but to bring light through our actions. And in that way, we can emulate the Maccabees as heroes, bringing light not just for ourselves, but for our whole world. Hanukkah Sameach. Happy Hanukkah.